So we're going to do repeal and replace. Very complicated stuff.
Tests, office visits, pills, hospitalizations. What do they all actually cost?
$330 billion with a B.
Monday marks the beginning of open enrollment in the health insurance marketplaces.
This is confusing.
You're listening to Health O'Clock. Episode 15, recorded on July 9th, 2017. We are your source for health news, insights, and trends. So now it's time to talk about healthcare.
Hello, people of Earth.
We are back after another hiatus. We promise that we won't take a super long break. Again, well, after this,
we feel like we need to reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah.
I am Jay from the planet Earth.
Welcome, Jay.
And I am a normal dude. I am just like anybody else out there trying to figure out this healthcare thing.
Well, I'm a healthcare actuary, so I pretty much live and breathe healthcare in the United States for my job. An actuary, if you don't know, is someone who is basically a economist, statistician, mathematician for health insurance companies. I used to work for a health insurance company. I now work for a consulting firm. But I have a real passion for actually educating people on what's happening in healthcare in the United States. I do want to put out the disclaimer that I am an actuary. Everything I say on this podcast is coming from me. It's not coming from the American Academy of Actuaries. I don't represent them. I don't represent the Society of Actuaries. I don't represent my companies. If you need an actuary, hire one. Don't just take my advice and run with it.
And I am a normal guy. My disclaimer is none.
I don't have a normal guy disclaimer?
I'm the normal guy that has Doritos dust like in his armpit for some reason. I don't know.
That's it's just really attractive.
Just a normal guy. She's my fiance, by the way.
I'm going to marry this guy.
Which is kind of why our hiatus has been so long.
We've actually been planning a wedding.
Which is not easy. It's not just this afternoon activity.
No, you can't get it done all in one day, apparently.
No, you can't. But while we're on hiatus, a lot of crazy stuff has happened. Like, even as a normal guy, I'm like listening to the radio and they're talking about healthcare. And I think, man, stuff has been changing.
Yes, big time. So our topic for today is repeal and replace.
And this is the latest in the news. Well, isn't that a nice bumper?
Yeah, great job with that. Have we heard that before?
It's kind of new. I had it in the cobwebs of the attic at the show studio here.
In the bumper attic.
In the bumper attic.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, let's get into this news stuff. Repeal and replace is happening. They're trying to.
Right.
Can you tell us exactly what's kind of happened so far at a broad scope?
Yeah, real quick. Republicans hate Obamacare, want to get rid of it, so they've been trying. The House passed a bill this spring. It was a big deal. They passed. They all clapped and cheered and threw a big party. The Senate has been working on a bill, but so far they don't have the votes. So that's kind of where they are right now. Senate's trying to get the votes. Maybe they might work with Democrats because they can't all agree with each other.
Of course not.
But in the meantime, this has made health insurers nervous. So some of them are starting to pull out of the market because there's so much instability.
Just making the in-place Obamacare or ACH even worse because people are pulling out of it, right?
Right. I mean, they don't even want to offer coverage because they don't know what's going to happen in the next year.
So this could be, the mere fact that there's change could set up a negative change.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Insurance companies do not like change.
No.
So.
No. Okay, well, can we figure out what exactly is happening here in the current bill? I know there's different aspects of the bill. It's not just one rule. It's many, many, many rules.
Right. There's a whole bunch of different things that these bills impact. There's the current law, the Affordable Care Act. There's the House bill, which was called MEAN by our current president.
Oh, gosh.
It cut coverage for the CBO estimated 23 million people. It cut taxes. It basically cut Medicaid way back. So the current Senate bill that they released and are trying to pass is a little nicer.
Okay.
But basically has the same structure as the House bill. So there are definitely some big differences. I think the Senate bill only cuts coverage for 22 million people.
Oh, gosh.
Instead of 23. So it's so they amazing. Saved 1 million people from losing their coverage.
That's still good. I don't want to laugh at that, but that's still funny.
So there are a lot of different aspects we could talk about. We could talk about Medicaid. We could talk about how they've changed the premium subsidies. We could talk about how this even impacts employer coverage.
Now, Medicaid, that's something where there's coverage offered to people of lower income that have to be there. That's the service, right? What changes are happening there?
So right now, the federal government contributes to states. They pay a percentage. These Republican bills are proposing is they move to a block grant system where they pay a flat dollar amount for each person on the program. Oh, yeah. And by the way, they don't like that Obamacare expanded it to cover more people. So they want to roll those changes back.
Oh, so they're rolling back the Medicaid changes and they're going to pay for people on the system?
Right. They're changing the way that they're paying states to maintain these programs.
Oh, I
and
see.
It's less generous than it has been in the past. It's the basic idea of it. In fact, the 22 and 23 million people tossed off coverage, a vast majority of those people fall under this Medicaid umbrella. So that's the biggest impact, is all these changes to Medicaid are going to hurt all these lower income people.
All right, so this might be an interesting transition, and forgive me if this sounds political. It's probably is, but, you know, it is who I am. All right, so we're taking away from the poor people, making it harder on them. So what's in the bill for the tax situation?
Okay, so the Affordable Care Act introduced all these new taxes on the insurance companies, on medical device companies, and on individuals making more than $250,000 a year, the wealthiest individuals.
Okay.
So both of these new bills roll back all those taxes.
What does roll back taxes mean?
It means no more taxes.
Really?
Yeah.
So if
so all of these taxes that paid for setting up exchanges, paying for these poor people to get subsidies, all those taxes are gone.
Okay, so now things got a lot better for me if I'm making over $250,000.
And they got a lot worse for you if you're one of the very low income people on Medicaid.
Oy.
And just for some perspective, Medicaid right now is 133% of the poverty level. So I believe the number is somewhere around if you're an individual making $16,000 a year or less.
Oh, boy. So that's a lot of people, right?
The people on the expansion program, which includes children, pregnant women, mentally ill, elderly, and people making less than, if you're an individual, $16,000 a year. If you're a family of four, it's like $32,000 a year. It's one in five Americans.
Oh, yeah.
One in five Americans are considered poor enough to be eligible for this program.
Okay, I'm guessing one in five Americans are not lucky enough to be on the tax break section.
No. Yeah, I mean, you've summed it up well. We're taking from these very poor people who need help, and we're giving people who make over $250,000 a year a tax break. But Jay, they're job creators.
Oh, job creators, go on.
Hey, all right, let's move on.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about, so I want to know one question.
Yes.
And forgive me, this may just really feel like I'm testing your knowledge on this stuff.
Okay, ask away.
How's America going to pay for this new bill?
You know, I've kind of wondered that myself, because they are rolling back all of the taxes that paid for subsidies for the original, that paid for research, medical research, to help improve the cost of care overall. I have no idea how they're going to pay for these new subsidies that they're proposing, which are way less generous, but they're still giving money to a bunch of people. So I'm not sure is my answer.
Because it's been my experience in the past with medical bills, it kind of feels like the U.S. population's always going to kind of foot the bill.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of how they're going to pay for it is these cuts to Medicaid they think are going to cover some of the subsidies. So maybe that'll all balance out. But overall, a lot fewer people are going to be covered. They're going to go to the emergency room when they need health care. And that's all just going to get passed on to the rest of us through higher medical bills.
Ugh.
So really, the way we've got to look at our healthcare system is we're all in this together. And if we they're not covered, but my rates are cheaper, because they're not. You're going to get all those costs of them going to the emergency room instead of their primary care doctor.
I hope you don't mind. I need to take a break. I need to go outside and scream and yell.
No, don't do that. It's okay. Made of cheese. My grocery store refrigerated section is made of cheese. Cheese is everywhere. Everywhere.
I feel better.
You know, I really enjoy those mind breaks.
Yeah, it's nice on the old noodle. As an American, sorry to save this for after the break, but should I be scared? Should I be writing my congressman? Should I be protesting hospitals? Where should my moral compass be? Because right now, change is afoot and I hate change.
I'm sorry to hear that. It really depends on your circumstance, how much this is going to affect you. The bottom line is, I believe that Republicans are trying to help. They're trying to lower costs. They're trying to figure out a way for the federal government to not spend as much money. So that's an admirable goal. The thing that I think that they just haven't been as well versed in is how all of these programs work and how ultimately they actually save money if people are getting good care up front, which is kind of a basic concept of medical care, is if you take care of yourself ahead of time, then you'll have fewer costs down the road.
That's exactly right.
Huh. The other issue that I really don't think all these insurance reforms, I mean, some of them helped in the Affordable Care Act, but I really don't think they're going to lower overall costs. A lot of what we need to be focusing our attention on is the actual cost of care, the high cost of pharmaceuticals, which are basically unchecked in the United States.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was watching the Google News, and I guess our good old friend Martin Shkreli.
Oh, no. Has he come back again?
He's actually in court right now.
Of course he is.
And the judge, I just read the headline. It said something like the judge has said that to sit down and shut up. And he was just mouthing his greasy mouth off like normal.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things we could focus on to lower the cost of care that doesn't involve overhauling the whole system every 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, I wish that our lawmakers would focus more on that, but we'll see how it plays out.
All right, so can I ask you a question, personal question?
Sure.
Are you in favor of regulating pharmaceutical companies?
I've thought about this, and I mean, there's two sides to it. If you regulate them, if you cap their prices, then they'll make the argument that they have no budget for R&D and they stop developing life-saving drugs. However, at the same time, every other developed country does put a cap on drugs. And so we're paying for all of that, too. We're paying for R&D for all the other countries. So I think just to level the playing field with all the other countries in the world, we need to do something because our costs are really out of control. So yes, I'm in favor of it. And if I'm to give you a short answer, too well, late.
No, I liked it. Your explanation was really fascinating. Back to some of these proposed changes for repeal and replace. What happens with immigrants?
This is kind of an axe that Republicans have to grind, is they don't really want to give welfare benefits, anything of that kind, to immigrants. So they've actually, in this bill, they reverted back to an old law that says you can't get welfare unless you're this specific category of immigrant, which includes like green card holders, people who have been vetted.
Ah, yes.
It excludes people on like work study visas. So anyway, they've basically cut down the number of immigrants who are here legally, but they can't get subsidies, is the bottom line.
Jeez.
So that's a few more people who are cut out of healthcare.
But that's less than we have to pay for. So, and it's making it cheaper, right?
Well, unless they go to the emergency room on a regular basis, and then we end up paying for their costs through higher medical bills on our end.
Yeah. I guess there's no stopping that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang. Okay. Next question, or next topic, age. Age, I saw on the list, and I thought that was interesting. What's happening in this age
well,
change?
Well, Jay, you're actually coming out ahead on this one.
I am?
Yes.
All right.
So in the Affordable Care Act, age was limited down to you can only rate the oldest person in the market, age 64, three times as much as the youngest adult in the market.
That's what Obamacare said.
That's what Obamacare said.
Back in the day, 1 to 3 was the ratio. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So basically all the young people are, and the industry ratio is 5 to 1, 6 to 1. So the youngest people are basically paying more so older people can pay less. Now, in the Senate and the House bill, they're expanding that ratio to 5 to 1.
Oh, so the cheapest person... Wait, hold on. So the old people have to pay 5 times as much, or in theory,
yes,
would pay 5 times
would
as much
pay 5 times as much as a young person. So in theory, for this ratio to work, the youngest people are going to pay less if these bills become law, and the oldest person will have to pay more. And I think the goal with that is to get more young people to sign up and stabilize the markets.
Okay.
That's my guess.
So if that happens, okay, so more young people signed up, stabilize the markets. I'm guessing young people are working, right? So can I transition over to, let's hope, employer insurance? How does...
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. Because most people in this country get insurance through their employer. The Affordable Care Act did a couple things. It required large employers to cover their employees, and it also enticed smaller employers to offer coverage. So if all that gets rolled back, chances are if you're with a large employer, you probably won't lose coverage. You may be impacted. Some of your benefits might be different, maybe a little less rich. And if you're with a small employer, you might lose some coverage.
Ugh. Okay, so that sounds like a slight negative, not horrible.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the people who should be really worried with this are people who get their coverage through the individual market or people who are covered under Medicaid. If you're with employer coverage, you might see some slight changes. If your state applies for a waiver that allows them to not cover certain things, then you might be a little more in trouble. But for the most part, it's not going to affect you too much.
Okay. So now that I'm still jumping all over the board, I have more questions
okay,
for you.
Okay, ask away.
Hoping everybody at home is still interested.
Yeah, there's a lot of details here. And a lot of these have to do with slightly tweaking what's already there for Obamacare.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a total and complete rewrite and bending of the wheel.
Yeah, that's what we were sold.
Yeah, we were sold that they're going to completely repeal, replace it with a completely different plan. And really all we see in this bill are just slight tweaks to what's already there.
Funny. Pre-existing conditions. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been paying attention to any of the town hall coverage.
No.
The Republicans go back to their town halls and they get all these really upset people who are afraid of losing coverage or think that they're going to get a higher rate because they already have a medical condition, a pre-existing condition. And the concern was people with pre-existing conditions are more expensive. And back before Obamacare passed, they were rated more expensively. So these people are worried that it's going to go back to that.
Okay.
And the bottom line is, it probably won't.
It should be okay.
The House bill, there, if you lapse coverage for 63 days, then you'll have to pay 30% more to get back on. Both plans repeal the individual mandate, but for the most part, they leave pre-existing conditions alone unless your state applies for a waiver.
Interesting. Huh. And that could be a political stunt in itself, I bet.
Right. I can lower your health insurance by making sick people pay their fair share if you're in a Republican state, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Only a few more things.
Okay.
One, obviously, this is a Republican everything. President, House, and Senate. Planned Parenthood?
Oh, no more funding.
Gone. Got it.
Gone.
All right.
Yeah.
Check.
Which it's interesting. They actually are like a safety net, a women's healthcare provider. I think only 3% of what they do has to do with abortions. But that's what they get all the news for.
Yeah. The rest is, who cares?
Yeah. So it's really going to hurt women in other areas. But that's a whole nother fish to fry, which I don't want to get into.
No.
But both these new bills completely cut federal funding for Planned Parenthood.
Jeez. Okay. The last topic. And I knew almost nothing about this, so I'm hoping you can help. Premium subsidies. What is I can't say
okay.
this. What is it?
You're a very lucky fellow in that you get your coverage through your employer.
I am, yeah.
So if you had to go buy health insurance on the individual market, if you got online and checked out all these different plans, they'd be very expensive.
That's right.
So what the Affordable Care Act does now, if you make under a certain amount of money, then they will give you an advanced tax credit to pay for some of your coverage.
Okay.
And depending
on
how much you make, they'll give you more or give you less. So it's income based. These new plans, they make it much less rich. So they give you a lot less money. The House bill's only based on age. So if you're young, you get less. If you're old, you get more.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
And then the Senate bill is based kind of on income and age. But again, it's way less money that they're giving you.
So it's just going to get more expensive.
Exactly.
Ooh.
So I feel like we've gone over a lot of the big talking points of these new bills. I think what happens next, we kind of have to watch the Senate and see if they're able to get this bill passed.
That's going to be so interesting. I hope things get better.
We'll watch.
Yeah, we'll watch.
We may do another show if something crazy and wild happens.
That's exactly right. Oh, it has been great to get back behind these mics.
It's been really nice. We'll try to do better about recording more shows.
And just know we're not giving up on you. We're not giving up on the podcast. We're getting married, and that just takes time.
Yeah. We do want to do another show very soon on Medicaid.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Since it's so central to the changes that are being proposed, we want to make sure that everyone understands what it does, who it covers, how it's paid for.
Yeah. And as always, if you have any questions for us, hit us up on our Facebook or our email, which is healthoclockpodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, if you enjoyed the show and want to share it with others, feel free to like us, to rate us on iTunes.
That's right. Blog about us. Write us into your newspapers at your local towns. And put us on your Christmas cards.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool.
That's one market advertising hasn't made it into.
Christmas cards.
Oh, funny. Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.